Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning and welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. I'm Terry Stacey along with my friend Tina McIntosh. And joining us in studio now is Brenda Macy-Jack and Tresha Johnson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Well, and these ladies are joining us, Terry, from American Senior Communities, who we love and respect, and we are grateful for their support of Caregiver Crossing. They're with us here every week. You're here to talk about the ONE program?
ONE program, correct.
And what is the ONE program?
Well, it actually stands for Opportunities to Nursing Excellence.
Okay.
And it's an educational initiative that we launched in 2008. And the program's goal was a twofold. One was to help alleviate some of the financial burden for the individuals that wanted to go back and become licensed practical nurses or registered nurses. And the other was just to provide good quality nurses for our residents.
Well, so let me get this straight. Brenda, you worked for ASC.
Mm-hmm.
And you had worked for them for how long?
It was about 3.5 years.
And then this program was presented to you, mm-hmm. and you decided to go back and study nursing then?
Yes.
And so you're a graduate of the program?
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long has that been?
Since July.
Almost a year. Congrats. And it's been a good year?
Yeah. It's been a crazy year.
I would imagine. And so what you do is you identify from within who might be good candidates to become nurses?
We do. We actually, within our facilities, there's criteria for the program. And so what the buildings do is they nominate individuals that they feel are good candidates for the program. And so we're looking for dedication, you know, individuals that really, truly want to be in the long-term care facilities.
And Tresha, you know, a lot of high school seniors graduating right now, a lot of college graduates too, but for those high school seniors that are thinking about getting into nursing, at one time, it was the place to be. There was not enough nurses here in the last 5 years. But what is the situation with nurses, and particularly going into the area of senior care?
Well, there actually is always a shortage of nurses, and good quality nurses at that. And, you know, we do have a CNA program as well that that actually starts the individuals at an early age now in the high school and even, you know, right after high school. So the shortage is always going to be there. We can never have enough nurses. With the baby boomers now hitting the senior living, it's a dire need for good quality nurses.
And Terry, you've heard me get on my soapbox before about how
never.
Here he comes.
Are you climbing up?
That's you, Tina.
Let's go.
It is very tall.
Climb on.
You know, not only is there a shortage of healthcare professionals, but those that understand life-altering diagnoses and in particular, aging issues. Yeah. And so, you know, hats off to American Senior Communities, ladies, for what you all are doing on that broad scale to help people not only get in the industry and be educated properly, but for aging issues. It's critical. So, Brenda, did you ever dream that you would be a nurse?
It's what I always wanted to do.
Okay.
I kind of took the long way about it, but it's definitely something that was a desire of mine. And thankfully through ASC, it kind of just pushed that up a little bit further.
So how did you do this? You worked while you went to school?
Yes.
So you're working at American Senior Communities. They're helping put you through school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty much life for a number of years,
yeah.
I would imagine, right?
Work weekends and go to school Monday through Friday.
And while you were working your way through school, what were you doing with ASC?
I was actually a weekend supervisor. So I was there 16-hour shifts, Saturday and Sunday, and then tried to have a life Monday through Friday.
Yeah, but you kept going and you kept going in this direction with senior care. So what was it about this particular area that kept you around?
Initially, senior care was not my ideal situation.
It never is, by the way.
It isn't.
And then we win you over.
You do. And I actually went into it and I'm like, okay, here we go. But once you get to know the residents and the family members and you really become part of their family and seeing them day in and day out and building that relationship with them, you don't really want to leave. It becomes your heart. It becomes your family. So to get out of that was not really an option for me.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Brenda Macy-Jack, who is a nurse almost for a year with Eagle Valley Meadows, which is an American Senior Communities. And sitting next to her is Tresha Johnson, the educational coordinator for ASC. And Brenda has gone through a program called ONE that stands for something else. What is it again, Tricia?
Opportunities to Nursing Excellence.
And this is a program that ASC has created to take folks who are working within ASC and help put them through nursing school. And I mean, so smart for so many reasons. But, you know, Brenda, for you, what did that mean that ASC nominated you, that they chose you, that they supported you during this time?
Initially, I had no idea what I was about to do. And then I sat down and talked to Tricia and kind of got the idea of it. And then it was very honoring to be chosen for this, to see that somebody saw my work ethic and what I was doing and said, hey, you know, let's advance her to pretty much take care of the entire bill of that is a big gesture in and of itself. But just to feel validation of that I am doing something right in this field, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, as Tricia says, they're picking people who are dedicated and have the right skill and fit the culture of American senior communities. And so were you able to see that in yourself before you were chosen?
No, I wasn't. I mean, I was an LPN and I came into the field young.
She was confident.
Yeah, well, it's... You know, you fake it till you make it sometimes.
Right. Which comes off as confidence
yes,
for a lot of people.
It does. But I advanced pretty early. I mean, I didn't really stay as a charge nurse long. I was put into management pretty soon after I started nursing. So just to be honored in that way, and I mean, getting into the one program just kind of pushed that a little bit for me.
Yeah, I think it's great for all of us to hear that sometimes someone else nominating you for something or choosing you, mm-hmm. what that does for your self-confidence. And I would imagine you're a great nurse, you know, partially as a result of being chosen for the program.
Absolutely.
Would you ever go back? Before
Please
school,
no.
Would you ever want to go back and do anything differently? Or are you really pleased with where you are?
No, I'm happy with where I am.
What's your favorite thing about being a nurse?
I think just getting that one-on-one interaction with my residents, not to say that it doesn't happen in hospitals or other settings, but we're there all the time with them. Listening to some of their stories, it's amazing what some people have done in their lives. And just being there to, what's the word I'm looking for?
You know, while you're thinking of that word, the way you were sharing that got me thinking that working in a long-term care facility, you're like being a roommate without living together.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there together.
We are.
Experiencing life day after day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the connection has to be deep.
It is. It really is.
Well, and, you know, I really appreciate the work you do. It's tough. I mean, Terry's seasoned. You know, she worked in a nursing home when she was 16.
I did. I really, Turtle Creek in
Turtle
Newcastle.
Creek.
I'll tell you what, you have to be, because that was a thought of mine going in that direction. Emotionally, I wasn't good at it. Because of the emotions, it's up and down every day, just like being with your grandparents. As you said, you get that attachment. I wasn't strong enough for it, so it does take somebody very special to do what you're doing. I think it's awesome.
Well, and so smart. I mean,
and
that's
smart.
The other thing is,
yeah.
You know, the stuff that as a nurse you have to remember. I've always said the same thing. I could handle the emotional, but I don't have the intelligence.
Well, probably I don't either. I haven't gone that far. I knew if I couldn't take it emotionally, I'm not going to be good with medical terminology.
Maybe together we would be a great nurse.
You know what? Maybe we could. Is there something like that for us, Tricia? Where we could job share? I'm emotional.
Yeah,
she's emotional.
None that I know of.
We're going to job share. Watch out, people. We're job sharing nursing. Well, ladies, we're so happy you're here. If people wanted more information about American Senior Communities, they can go to the website.
Yes, they can. And it's ascseniorcare.com.
And there's a lot to learn there. But again, hats off to ASC for this program and for turning out great nurses like Brenda. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
Brenda Macy-Jack and Tricia Johnson. Thank you all so much. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.